but I have less time now, and I don't want to take your time beyond 1 hour. I know you're tired. So we need to rush. We need to go quickly. You know, I told you it will have to three parts, because I'm using the bowman and his arrow as my symbol for velocity. Anybody remember my first session? So if we want to look at velocity from my point of view, we'll be thinking of a launching device. Remember I said that one? Which in this case would be the bow. That'd be a projectile. Which would be what? The arrow. And there would be what? A target. Something the arrow must eat. Over the while, I've been talking about the projectile. The arrow, isn't it? And that arrow is you. And I said, unless that arrow is projected, unless you are shot, you can't arrive. And for you to be shot, you have to be prepared. And I try to tell you a few of the qualities of a good arrow. Who can remember one? It must be straight. Then number two? It must be sharp. It must have the right weight. It must be straight. And it must be well grooved so that it can be in tandem with the with the launching pad. And the launching pad in this case, like I said, is who? I said the Holy Spirit. Now, it's not as if we finish all we can say about the arrow, but can we leave the arrow alone and talk about something else? Now, to make it easy for all of us, I'm going to talk of the target before I go to the bowman. Who is the bowman now? Thank you very much. You've been listening. The target, we started talking about it the other time. When God said unto Samuel, as I was saying, that God can say that to Samuel, what he said unto Jeremiah. He said to Jeremiah, before you were born. Why are we shouting this time? He said, before you were born, when you were still in your mother's womb, I did what? I knew you. And we're trying to treat, what did God know? God knew a purpose. There was an idea in the heart of the Lord that Jeremiah came to fulfill. And I explained it by what happened in Shiloh. You remember? So God can say the same thing to Samuel and say, Samuel, before you were born, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I had a need for a prophet. I therefore created you in your mother's womb to fit into that particular position of prophet unto Israel. Are we together on that one? It's a target. That's a target. It's a visible target. But it's not a target that the arrow knows. Are you listening? The arrow does not know the target. So if the arrow wake up one day to say, hey, I'm an arrow, actually I'm sharp, I go look for my target. How can the arrow ever find the target? It can't. Because the target is in the mind of the bowman. It's the bowman who can direct the arrow to where the target is. So I'll tell you my second scary scripture. Did I tell you one? One of the scary scriptures I find in the Bible? Anybody remember it? I'll tell you my second scary, very scary scripture. Why is this man telling us scary scriptures? Because those scriptures were the ones that formed my life. You want to hear them? The second scary scripture is when he said, there is a way. Huh? There is a way. That's what? Seemeth right to a man. Why does he scare me? Does he not scare you? Very scary scripture. There is a way that does what? It seemeth right. It seemeth right. It looks right. It seems right. You weigh it, it is the right weight. You measure it, it's the right measurement. You consider it, you research into it, and that way does what? It seems right. If there's a way that seemeth right, the parallel will be there are ways that seemeth wrong. And the man who has his concubinity correct, will he choose a way that seemeth wrong? So here you are. 1, 2, 3 pathways meeting in a place. And one seemeth right. Which one will you choose? The one that seemeth right. But the Bible says it ends in the way of what? Death. No, that is too final. It seemeth right. But then it ends where? In the way of death. So we can't choose because things seem right. How shall we choose them? I have a good head. My teacher says so. My eyes are good. I can see. And it seems right. And I can choose it. If you've been choosing because it seems right, you've been choosing wrong. Speed is not attained by motion. In the spiritual, speed is attained by divine direction. It's not by motion. That is why he says it's not of him that does what? Will it. And it's not of him that runneth, but of God that shows. What has mercy to do with running? Come, I will show you. Boy, man, where you running to? I've got to. You told me what you got to do. I got to see my senior brother who is going to give me some money. Then from there, I will go to someone who is going to employ me. But because I have insight, I say, your senior brother is not at home. He's in the marketplace. The information I've given you, I've saved you a wasted journey. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Whosoever does not have that information will run home, only to be told, brother is not at home. Did he run? Did he attain anything? Because he's not guided. He was not led. He was not instructed. He had speed. But velocity is not about speed. It's about instructions and obedience. You may be seated. There is a way that does what? Seemeth right. So friends, let's make it simpler. There are jobs, therefore, that seemeth right, Abby. But it can end in deceit. There are husbands that does what? Seemeth right. But they can be wife beaters. There are wives that seemeth right. I know a girl. I pastored her. You don't know her, so I can talk about her. She seems right. Beautiful, nice talking. Fantastic, beautiful girl, actually beautiful, astute. Only problem with her, her womb was removed because of a nasty operation. So when you see her dressed and she's doing the talkie walk, she will what? Seem right. Are you getting me? I know folks. There are a few things you can't say because you're children. I feel a check not to say what I was about to say. But don't ever forget I said, velocity is not about speed. It's about being instructed and obeying instruction. Two, I know my pastor here will know what I'm talking about. A girl brought a man to me. I look at him. And I said to the girl, it's no good for you. But you know the pastor has no whip. If you like, you do what he says. If you don't like, you do your thing. And she said to me, sir, is the best person I've met. I look at him, indeed, as a man with eyes. That guy seemed right. Nice, you know, it is not to have bear, it's to construct it well. You understand? Nobody said the guy just get bear. He get bear with the construct where. Heavily, nicely constructed bed. Perfume, I can tell you he was wearing Givenchy. Fantastic. Sure, debonair. Wonderful man. And he has also learned the British ways and the accent too. So that when you ask him, he knows how to stretch forth his hand and bend his head a bit and say, yes, sir. So he seemed right. I can understand why any girl with her right senses will fall for such a man. Because he does what? Seemed right. But as I was talking with him, something inside me. Anybody say something inside me? May you have that something inside you. Amen. When we call him something, he's not angry with us. It's simply because we don't understand him. He's not something, he's someone. The man on the inside of me. All the while I was looking at this gentleman, that man was wriggling. He seemed right. So I told my little girl, is he met right? But he ain't right. She said, I don't understand it. You join them. Nope, you join them. Okay, we join them together. As the marriage was going on, I called Brother Peter aside. I said, the Holy Ghost didn't come to this wedding. I was searching all around the hall, where's my master? He didn't come. The money they spent seemed right. The atmosphere seemed right. And the food seemed right in my mouth. A few weeks into the union, what was not right manifested. He can see around the corner. He knows where the target is. Who knows where the target is? Who knows where the target is? If you go back to Psalm 127, you know he will say, happy is the man whose quiver is full of them. His enemies will be kept at the gates. He knows where his enemies are. Why are his enemies kept at the gate? Because he's shooting his arrows at his enemy. He knows where they are, and he's stopping them. He takes one arrow, and he shoots it against the family poverty, one of his enemies. Pooh! That one is gone. Another arrow he takes, he shoots against all health and diseases, and there they go. Pooh! It's gone. He goes against all spiritual things in the home, shooting arrows at the enemy. They cannot penetrate the home because sons are sent as arrow to attack the enemy. Targeted shots. Targeted shots. You are an arrow that is supposed to remove an evil in our environment. If you allow the bowman to shoot you, there is a problem unto which you are the solution. Did you hear that? But he knows where the problem is.
So I need to go back to the arrow. A little few words about the arrow. Are you guys still listening to me? I told you I'm going to be in a hurry. One of my daughters came to me today, just today. Yes, sir. And as we were talking, she said, I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't do this. She told me so many things she can do. I said, I envy you. You own yourself. I can say I don't do as much as you don't do. I do whatever he asks me to do. I don't own myself. We were talking. Me, I don't. Me, I don't. Ha, omo. Percentage are to get here. O poju temi lo. The percentage of your being that is yours is more than mine. As I grow older, I lose more percentage of my own ownership. Did you hear me? I started life as a selfish young man, owning myself 100%. Are you with me? When I met the Lord, I think he would take 50 and I would take 50. But along the line, I realized 50 is not what he wants. So I was still willing to give him 75. Are you there? And I felt he should congratulate me. But then he wanted more. So will he want more when you give him 99.9? Because he doesn't want 99.9, he wants 100%. The arrow is fully belonging to the bowman. The arrow does not decide where it is shot. It's the bowman who decides. He's the one with the power to project and push the projector. He's the one with the skill and ability to make you hit the mark. If you are dissociated from him, then you can't land. And if you have a will of your own, then you are in trouble. I will tell you. You're listening to me. You're listening to me. What is worship? When you willingly give yourself unto him, that is worship. If it's enforced, it is religion. When I was a worship leader, I didn't do it. Oh yeah, everybody stand up. Why should I tell you to stand up? If you like, lie down. If I'm the one who asks you to stand up, you're not standing up for Jesus, you're standing up for me. But when you willingly yield yourself to him, that is when it is worship. When you have not been coerced. Some people will say, if you give tithes, God will give you 100%. That is not worship. If you give him your tithes because you want 100%, you are not worshiping. You are religious. You are an arrow in his hand. Totally belonging to him. All of you. Everything 100%. That is when he can target you. Come, my boy. Two forces working upon you. One aiming, the other distracting. Shegbo. I will repeat myself. How many forces? Two forces working upon you. One doing what? Aiming. The other one doing what? Distracting. Velocity is dependent on which one of the two forces has more power upon you. I've done this many times, I will do it again. Listen. Any woman with a scarf that you can spare? A scarf you can spare. What's your name? Timitokwe Anti-Scarf. Hold this. Watch me. What am I doing? I've told you something about the target. I want to tell you something about the bowman. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16.
Isaiah 42, 16. The Bible says, and I will lead the blind. On a what? On a path he does not know. He said, darkness before him will be light, and crooked things will be made straight. Did I not say to you that he is the one who knows where the target is? And in this case, that chair is the target. Are you with me? He knows where the chair is. And he's the only one who can shoot this arrow to hit that chair. So the destiny of my brother here is to be king on that chair. That's the aim. That is what he was made for. Satan, before you meet the Lord, will have buffeted you, all of us. Anybody buffeted by Satan before you met the Lord? So, I met him in a season of confusion, like we all do. But when he meets with you, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Number two, very essential. The first one is a free rest. The second one is a costly rest. Because he went on to say, take my yoke upon you. For I'm lowly, I'm humble at heart. Then it's as you take my yoke upon you that you'll find rest for your soul. That rest you only find when you discover purpose. Check boy. You find the rest when you discover purpose. So why will he not say, dear Lord, take my hand and lead me? Anybody ever prayed like that? Huh? Take my hand and lead me. Olorun o ki mo we yan. Won lo ma gbo we mu. To ba nawo towo ba ru e wa gbo we le. E je ka practice for 2 hours. Ka dede ka ni Oluwa, take my hand. He won't take your hand. He doesn't lead anybody by taking their hands. He leads men by sanctified instructions. Did you hear me? He leads men by what? By sanctified instruction. How far are we from the target? We are as far as obedience. How far are we? We are as what? The fastest path to the target is the path of obedience. That's the fastest path. Because God leads by sanctified instructions. And he won't tell you why he's instructing you. Do you know why? Because we only know in part. If the Lord will come to you, young lady, and say, one day I'm going to make you a millionaire in America. Ole, ole. So God will not tell you that. He will only show you the next part. It is when the next part is fully obeyed that you will hear the next instruction. So some people are so far away from even part one because they are residing in the wilderness of disobedience. Listen to me. So now he's born again and he's chosen to take the yoke of the Lord upon him. Jehovah will come and Jehovah will say, take 3 steps forward, son. And there he goes, 1, 2, and 3. Now this is obeying the first instruction. The next instruction coming from God, this is inched upon where you are after the last obedience. Now God again will judge. He is the bowman. He knows where the target is. He knows the obstacle. He knows from one angle we can shoot straight. So he can say, son, 4 steps forward. He can see Jack, 1, 2, 3, 4. What did I say to you? Hey. Who will he lead? He said he will lead the blind. Anyone of you think you can see? You can see Jack. What did I say? You can see Jack. You have decorative eyes. For you girls, the eyes are used to see fine boys. And for you boys, the eyes are used to see fine girls. But you are not in the world to see Mr. or Miss Fine.
There's something finer than the person you consider fine. Yes, sir. And it is called the purpose of God. So here Jehovah is. The error of this moment is not God's error. It is the human error. Obedience has not been total. We didn't follow direction. Or perhaps the wind has taken us to this place. God, from this point, will give further instructions because he knows where the target is. Son, turn to the left. So he does. Are you seeing again? Is he touching you? He's not touching you. Who is making the journey longer? The guy obeying. Understanding the scriptures, obeying the scriptures, living by it, you can run all you can. But if you cannot obey instructions, it will take you a long way to go there. Son, take two steps forward. Here we are. We can see the error. A little turn to your right. Thank God he knows where right is now. Turn fully to your right. We are take three steps forward. There we go. One, two, three. God is happy. We're getting closer. He is worried. It seems nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. I'm just moving. Why am I moving? But something is happening. This is instructive. He's taking him to a purpose he does not know. You know the problem of this young man here? He can hear this footstep of people moving up and down. Hey, and then he can hear their testimony. I don't buy Bugatti. Ah, Bugatti, Bugatti. And here he is thinking, when will I get my Bugatti? Son, it's not about Bugatti. It's about sitting on the seat that was designed for you. Hey, hey, somebody listen to me. One day you will find yourself climbing a mountain. And you will climb the mountain and climb the mountain and climb the mountain. You'll be helped by God to climb to the top. When you get to the top of the mountain, you will see two footprints. When you put your feet there, they will be your size. They will be your size. Here is Jehovah. He won't touch you. This same kind of help that I'm giving to my brother was given to Saul, but Saul failed. The same help was given to David, but David succeeded. And between the two, what made one to succeed was obedience. What made the other to fail was disobedience. Oni igboran. Osanju. Ifetisile. Son, two steps forward. By now he's weary. By now he's tired. He can't understand. The friends of Job will come to Job. And when people are complaining, people are barraging him, he hears again, two steps forward, and he goes. God is getting very happy. He doesn't tire. He doesn't weary. The keeper of Israel never slumber nor sleep. When you think he's not near, he's close. Watching over you, ensuring nothing happens to you on the path of destiny. If you listen to instructions, you're going to get there. Turn to the right, my son. Right. There. God is happy. We're getting closer. You may not know it. Inch by inch. Three steps forward. And there he goes. One, two, three. Don't blame him. This guy can't see. If you laugh, it's because you don't know. You can't see. It looks bad. See where we started. See where we started. See the way we've been going because of human error. God won't help him further. God is happy. Tori umbobo lo nshise po fun rere. Did you get that? Umbobo lo nshise kini. Every step is working for good. Even the one taking fire away is still working for good. Do you know what we have done? one way, meandering, we have circumvented this one, which was a major obstacle. And so we go on. So turn to the left a bit. Now, small, small steps, slowly. Take three. One, two, three. Stop. Turn to the right. Take a step forward. Now bend down. Bend down and touch something in front of you. You may see it. Now when he's seated, the Lord will now take off the mask. Do you know why he has been masked all the while? So that he won't see the dangers he has gone through. So he won't see the obstacles. You know what? Thank you. When such people, thank God it's not in Kerubu Church or CAC. When such people stand up from this kind of position, and they look, Ibe Mutimbo, okay, talagbaragun, to wiele, okay, talagbaragun, to mihele, lemi omolorungun, mokwada wadukbe, okay, talagbaragun, to mi, ekwatewo, okay, talagbaragun, to mihele, okay, talagbaragun, to mihele, lemi omolorungun, mokwada wadukbe, okay, talagbaragun, to mi, etu kosi o. Lemi omo Olorun mo pada wa dupe oke talagbaragun to mi. All right, will you blame him for singing? If you're there, won't you sing? Looking at the distance, looking at the dangers averted, looking at the many things God caused you not to experience by giving divine instructions. The story can be different. We only don't have time for it. Because at every point of instruction, there's always negotiation. Maabo. Yon po rino. Muti lelo junsyo. But as you're standing here, God says, take three steps forward. Don't think it will not be negotiated. Otun gbe ese ito gbe nje tan kon bologbe si awon egbe ma nla o je ya sapa osi o gbo o da wa npa o Are you there? Are you listening to me? Every instruction will be what? Negotiated. Here God comes and says, take three steps forward. You, before you take it, the enemy is here. Oh boy, don't take those steps. You've been taking steps all the way. Let me show you another way. Just turn to the right. Just turn to the right. Just turn to the right. He insists. And do you know when he's saying, turn to the right? He's aware of your weakness for puff puff. You will just be hearing the odor of puff puff here. You turn to the right. You turn to the right. Anybody knows that the puff puff with which he lost you into the wilderness, he will never give you. He only allow you to smell it. Now, stretch your hand to take puff puff. Take it now. Come here. Plenty puff puff. Excellent puff puff. Fantastic puff puff. By the time he has taken you off the path of destiny, you won't see puff puff, you won't see Satan, and you won't know how to find your way back. Are you listening to me? I said puff puff. He knows your own is chin chin. Some of you are tom tom. And there are some of you that are kinikan, which I won't mention. But whatever the thing is, whatever your price is, Satan will attempt to pay it. The man who can walk on the path of destiny without swearing or swerving is the one who has no price that Satan can pay. Are you listening? Velocity, speed,
It's not by running. It's by obedience. It's by obedience. Now, when you are seated here, do you know what people will do? They will congratulate you. But when God finds a man who is able to sit on a designed seat, such a man is not the one to be congratulated. It is God that should be congratulated. A few people I won't mention were somewhere. And one of them said, "Let us pray." He said, "What for?" He said, "Let us pray that we are not of the many mistakes of God." We are not what? One of the many mistakes of God. If God does not make mistakes in men, the world will be a better place. Things are like this because men fail God. Are you with me? Any one of you say we're having problems because the Muslims are leading us? It is the product of the church that is bad. The church is producing bad Christians. If Coca-Cola is producing the kind of Christian the church is producing, Coca-Cola will shut down. Did you hear me? Obasanjo was a Muslim. A church produced him. And that was very rotten product. Are you with me? Our outgone governor in Lagos State, what's his name? The very fat gentleman with the belly and body. Is he a Muslim? The church produced him. That's a drinking Christian. Very bad product. Are you guys listening? Mention them. If they were Christians, if they stood for Christianity, the world would be a better place. Christians by name. So what is the problem of the world? The church. You don't blame a meal for not being sweet if you don't put salt in it. Abi? And ye are the what? The salt of the earth. You don't blame darkness for prevailing if you don't put on the light. And ye are what? The light of the world. If you want a better world, let us be better Christians. And the only way to be better Christians is to be obedient Christians, listening to God. We are arrows in his hand. When we arrive where he wants us to be, and we shine our light there, our world will be a better place. Did you hear me? I lost hope in my generation. I'm looking towards yours. You may not record this. And you may, if you like. And what you have learned may be lies. Definitely what you are watching on television are lies. It is time that some of you begin to really get agitated in your inner man, to search out the truth yourself. Sori Olorun tam, Olorun babalola. He doesn't want to be Olorun babalola. He wants to be what? Can you see where we traveled? We traveled from a time when Israel would call Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what they refer to him. Jesus came and he said, "Call him my father." Yeah, are you getting what I'm trying to say? They used to call him what? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But Jesus came and said, "You guys are wrong. Before Abraham was, I am." So when you pray, call him what? And so we cut off Abraham. We cut off Isaac. We cut off Jacob. We cut off Babalola. We cut off Obadari. And today, cut off Wale Owolabi. So that you can look at him face to face. Like a child will look at the father. So you won't get your instructions from me. You will get your instructions direct.
Are you here? Are you listening to me? Come. Velocity. Here he is. Come. Babalola. Come. Obadari. Come. Jacob. Come. Isaac. Come. Abraham. Emma go. Esofunko gbe ese meta. Tell him to take 3 steps. No, 10. You relay it to him. As we relay the message, will there be velocity? If you can get this part of my message, I'm done. I will be told, well, I will be told, I will be told, I will be told, I will be told, I you will see something. We are lost. Are you getting it? Sumo waju. Instruction of Buruku yana lugwe debe nyo. Yes, of course, my Jew. Jele no si spoon pariwo on lo fa te fi ma so pe oluwa wa so kale wa olorun olodumare oba baba lola iwo ni mo ba wi to ba ni ajosepo pelu oluwa ko sariwo Are you listening to me? Anybody want speed on the path of destiny? It's not about running. It's about obedience. Adequate, sincere, divine instructions coming from the heart of a loving father, received by a trusting son, it will get you there faster. Faster than any book written by T.D. Jakes. Am I saying don't read? Please read, but don't copy. For the dealings of God with A may not be his dealings with B. You know, I'm preaching now and I can feel his presence when we are looking for his presence. Some people say we should kneel down and grovel so that we can access the Holy Spirit. Ajiadeo. So one day I came to a meeting and somebody who knew me, I sat down on the chair. When I stood up, he quickly sat down on the chair. Say, why are you sitting on my chair? He said, it's to tap the anointing. The anointing does not come from the backside. I'm about to close. There's a sense in which God is in this room right now. But there's a sense when my father comes, none of you will be able to move. There's a level of his presence where every cell of your body will be living and you will know it. There's a sense of his presence when your thought will be stayed upon him. The shouter will not shout. The screamer will not scream. He's here. In the level that is manageable for you and I, there's a sense of his presence that will kill some people. They will die if he comes down. And for the sake of our inability to undo him, he withdraws his holiness. I'm hoping that will be able to convince the heavens that you want, we want him enough for him to come down in power. When he's here, nobody will have to announce to you that he is here. You will know. As I ask you to bow your heart and begin to link with my master who is in this room right now. Want somebody on the keyboard, just play something. Just play like the Holy Spirit will move your fingers. Like David said, it teacheth my hand to walk and my fingers to do battle. I want those who are singing, whatever the Holy Spirit will play through his finger, sing it out to us. I want every heart here to desire him. As many of you as can speak in tongues, if you stand up, begin to speak in tongues.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the light you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Let's sing it together. Jesus, so sapo, vive, Voici ce que dit bon Otadia. To him, like the murmurs of many waters. What are you that are? Paviva se sotara, Kali. Reye to Zusi so paviva da ya. To the Lord, lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your hands to the Lord.
Empty and Lord, I lie in your head. Every
great.
You are great.
Sing it.
You are great.
The head of a congregation like this, I should rest and know that it's about to do something great in their midst. The warm liquid fire of grace is above your head. Just wave your hand and tap into it. Say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Now I'll give you rest. I feel like just saying those words. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I want somebody to come to the front right now. You are hungry. You are hungry. There's such a hunger for God in you. Come to the front. You yourself know there's this hunger. Just stay there. Just stay there. Listen to me. Anybody know what I ask from the Lord? What I'm asking right now? That ministries are going to be battered here today. Ministries that will overshadow mine. Great anointing for utterances. God is going to raise teachers for the end time. Prophets for the end time. Mightily anointed men and women for the end time. In this auditorium here today. Raise your hand and begin to tap into an anointing beyond your power. We are the Babia. Kuri the Jesus so Pavibada. Ndere to stosi ku Pavibada ya. Lord, Father, please. Said the harvesting did this ripe. But the laborers are few. Come, Lord, I pray that you will raise laborers for your harvest. Do that, Father.
Let your bar come down. Take away your weakness and let love flow again. For you are. Over every darkness.
Just wait a minute. Is there anybody experiencing him right now? You are aware that something strange is happening to you. Are you here? You want more? Just sit. I don't want anybody to fall down. Just sit her down gently. Ejeka kori kan.
Gbogbo aye.
We're singing it 7 times. After the 7th time, you will begin to do what you've not been able to do before. Number 2, let us sing.
Bo-bo, ah, yeah.
Jesus. The Bible says, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Hallelujah! Sing number 3.
Oh,
not short. He's stretching his hand even to the sins committed before your time. All family ailments, all family strong men, all ancestral attacks, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we bind them today. Sing number four, my brother. Has been spoken into your life, every utterance from the mouth of men, even utterances that your own mouth made, today we set you free from such utterances in the name of the Lord Jesus. Sing number five. Of God, and you will obey him promptly. Therefore, I say no to any delay. No more delay, no more meander, no more dwelling in the wilderness. In 6 days, he finished the work he has to do. Everything pertaining to you is going to be completed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, sing number six.
Oh, God.
Begin to do what you've not been able to do before. Let the spirit of freedom come upon you. Begin to soak in the anointing of God. On the seventh day, the Lord rested. So he will give you rest from all of your labors. He will establish you in the center of his will. And he will cause you to prevail in all of your ways. So when we finish, I just want you to take a corner to yourself, to do whatever you feel like doing. You want to speak in tongues, go ahead. You want to dance, dance. You want to sing, sing. You want to prophesy, prophesy. For the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and freshness will eat your inside.
A new anointing will rise upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you willing to receive him? Because he's willing to fill you up. Shall we sing together?
you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just want us to remain sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I don't want you to be distracted about what is going on around you. There's a man here. Have this discomfort and pain in your private area. But the Lord has healed you of that. And there are some people here. You have an encounter with the Holy Spirit after tonight. As you go to your room, some of you who have not spoken in tongues before will experience Him, and you will begin to speak in tongues, even without hands being laid on you. You here tonight, you feeling a warm sensation in your palms, or perhaps your palms, your hands twitching, you're feeling a warm sensation in your hands. Just raise your hand. Anyone like that? You're feeling your palms, a warm sensation in your hands. If you're there, just come to the front. Or you're feeling that your hands, your palms are shaking and you can't control it. Anybody like that? Okay. You're feeling a warm sensation in your hands. Any other person like that? Just come to the front. The anointing of the Lord is resting upon you. Don't get distracted about what is happening around you. Be open-minded. The Holy Spirit is dealing with each individual as we're here. You are Yahweh. You are. Lift up your voice. Worship Him tonight. He's the beginning and the end. None to compare with Him. We worship You, Lord.
You are Yahweh. Let it rain. Going to